So it's basically the collagen protein. I add the other ketone, but basically whatever your favorite protein is, I add a couple of tablespoons of this Green Food Alchemy, which has high protein, even though it's all green and has all kinds of antioxidants. I have this favorite new one that's magic, something like Blue Magic from E3 Life. It's just this little jar of powder, and it, you just put these little tiny scoops in there. It's this beautiful, bright, fluorescent blue. And then I put in a big handful of frozen zucchini. It makes it so creamy. And then some days I'll add some cacao powder, and other days I don't. And I put in a little bit of some kind of flavoring, like vanilla or a hazelnut stevia or something like that. I blend it all up, and it's like this thick, creamy milkshake. And it's really good. Really, really good. In the summertime, I'll probably do it with less water and turn it into ice cream. But right now, it's like, hey, I'm not ready for ice cream yet.
Probably not. Yeah.
The weather's not ready for like ice cream. But yeah, those are kinds of things that I would look at. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see who's next. Just like that. Anya. Okay, did you? All right. So Angela's still not here. Annie, did Annie make it? I know Annie was going down to Costa Rica. Annie or Barbara? No? Okay, so is anybody on that? Let me stop my share. Is anybody on that was scheduled for tomorrow that wants to go today? Okay, Dawn, you're on. Let me open up here.
Marie.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? I just sure. was reading about B6, and do you have one that you recommend?
I like pyridoxal 5-phosphate, Seeking Health or Thorn or Pure Encapsulations are all fine brands.
Okay. I just was, it makes so much sense. I've taken so many things, but I've not taken that. It affects your immune system, which affects your white cells. And there's so many things that it's like, I probably have a deficiency in that. And so anyway, I won't keep you, but thank you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it's P5P somewhere, they all have a slightly different amount, somewhere between 25 and 50 a day, 50 milligrams a day. I think one of them has 25 and one of them has 35 and another one has 50.
Oh, you said that's the P5P?
P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
I think I do have that. I was looking at it as a different, so I think I do.
Pyridoxine hydrochloride, but I think the P5P tends, it's a more active form.
Okay, yes, I do take that right now, so.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
Okay, good, you're welcome. All right, so Dawn, let me get yours open. I'll have to look open tomorrow's here we go, call agenda, yep. Next. All right, Dawn, you're right at the top for tomorrow. So cool. I'm going to open you up.
Change the recording.
Thank you. Just keep saying that over and over. Just give me a second. All right, I'm going to get our things open.
Yeah, this is Judy. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, thank you. I just get so into it. That, okay, you've got a lot of them. I'm going to try opening them. I get the genetic detoxification, and then I've got your, oh wait, I have to do that, and then I have to say open in a new window. Yeah, I'm going to just keep reminding myself to, all right, so... And then you also have the MTF HFR variant report. So if there's anything else I want to open or look at in there, I can see it.
And you want to share your screen?
Yeah, I will. I'm getting it all open first.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, there's that one. Now I got to go open in a new window. And there's one more I want to open just in case. Because you have the genetic genie, and that sometimes genetic genie. It looks like you did yours a while back, Dawn?
Yes, 5 years ago I did.
Woo-hoo, we got a full one. Yay!
I'm happy. And I've had a hard time finding interpretations or what to do with the info.
I know, it's very hard to know. And, you know, it's becoming more and more popular to do these tests. So you did this a long time ago when, you know, hardly anybody was doing it. We were doing it. We started doing it in ERC in 2012 or 13 maybe. All right, so let me share my screen and then start the recording. And, it, you know, with this new book, with this genetic detoxification helps a lot because
that was a terrific book.
Just really... You know, it kind of brings it to the level that the average person can understand without having to have a degree in genetics. Okay, so.
And since my issues are cognitive and focus, and so reading all this stuff is difficult, and comprehending
that makes sense.
Is difficult.
It makes sense. And that's the easy report to read. Some of the others, like Stratagene, has a nice report, but it's also, it's very technical. And the one from MTHFR support, I'll show you guys that one in a minute, but it's very, it's got a lot of sections, but when they describe it, it's not in like English, it's in biochemistry. And it makes it a little harder. So let me, okay, stop the recording. Yeah.